And next will be Brother Jack Whitaker, and he has chosen the economy of Israel.
Brethren, most of what I'm going to say is kind of a repeat of things that you've heard, but that's a good confirmation, we hope. I chose a current look at Israel's economy is my topic because I believe it plays a part in fulfilling of God's plan that Israel will stand alone on the world stage. God indicated in his word many promises to restore Israel and bring her people back to the land. And we know one of those promises is found in Ezekiel 36, 6 to 11. The 36th chapter of Ezekiel deals with the restoration of Israel, with the message directed to those enemies that have been taunting her and claiming the land belongs to them. It addresses the fact that Israel's enemies have for a long time, beginning centuries ago, attacked from all directions and conquered the land time after time, making a mockery of the Lord's people. The Lord says that his jealous anger burns against these nations because they have shown utter contempt for the Lord by taking the land for a plunder. Verses 6 through 12 of the New American Standard Translation reads, "Therefore prophesy concerning the land of Israel, and say to the mountains and to the hills, to the ravines and to the valleys, thus says the Lord God, behold, I have spoken in my jealousy and in my wrath, because you have endured the insults of the nations. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, I have sworn that surely the nations which are around you will themselves endure their insults. But you, O mountains of Israel, you will put forth your branches and bear your fruit for my people Israel, for they will soon come. For behold, I am for you, and I will turn to you, and you will be cultivated and sown. I will multiply men on you, all the house of Israel, all of it. And the cities will be inhabited, and the waste places will be rebuilt. I will multiply on you man and beast, and they will increase and be fruitful. And I will cause you to be inhabited as you were formerly, and will treat you better than at the first. Thus you will know that I am the Lord." Well, we know that God greatly cares for Israel and her people, and he has directed the return of the Israelites from around the world to rebuild the cities, the ruined cities, and prosper even greater than in the past. Why? Because they are God's people, and all are to know that he is the Lord. Israel certainly has been blessed since 1878, and especially since she was declared an independent state in 1948. In a recent report by the International Monetary Fund, it was found that Israel's fiscal strategies helped it avoid the global crisis, and its economy is strong, while major economies around the world are struggling with recession, debt, and unemployment. As Israel grows stronger, its neighbors grow weaker, with political unrest and economic hardship. And I'd like to just read the rankings. This is from the Global Competitiveness Report by World Economic Forum. And as of 2012, Israel ranked 17th among 187 world nations on the UN's Human Development Index, which places it in the category of a very highly developed nation. Israel's economy also ranks 17th among the world's most economically developed nations, according to the World Competitiveness Yearbook Rankings. The Israeli economy was ranked as the world's most durable economy in the face of crisis. It was also ranked first in the rate of research and development center investments. The Bank of Israel was ranked first among central banks for efficient functioning. Israel was ranked first also in its supply of skilled manpower. Israeli companies, particularly in the high-tech area, have enjoyed considerable success raising money on Wall Street and other financial markets. And as of 2010, Israel ranked second among foreign countries in the number of companies listed on the U.S. Stock Exchange. We understand Israel is and will remain the most militarily powerful and economically dominant non-oil power in the Middle East. And we can see their disruption to the economies of Israel's neighbors by the people of those nations being tired of the suppression by their dictatorial national leadership. They rise up and they demand a change. Israel's participation in globalization in its many forms will continue to make it an object of envy and fear to its neighbors. Israel's economic growth will continue to distance it from its neighbors. As recently as 1980, the most widely recognized symbol of Israeli export was probably the Jaffa orange. Today's equivalent would be more like computer software and equipment. We know Israel was once a traditional economy. It was based on agriculture, on light industry and labor-intensive production. But now it has become a knowledge-based economy, as the brethren have mentioned. It has internationally competitive telecommunications, high-tech, agro-technology industries, and its per capita gross domestic product compares favorably with the European Union. Israel is prophesied to become an intolerable problem that world leaders think must be eliminated before there can be peace in the Middle East and in the world. God has as part of his plan that Israel will be a major obstacle to sin-flawed, man-made peace. And we know that because we know that God's Son Jesus, the Prince of Peace, is really the only one that can bring true peace to the world. Zechariah 12:2-3 says, "Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all people round about, when they shall be in the siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it." Because Israel's economy is prospering, as directed by the Lord, we can see Israel's move towards self-dependence in the setting for her to stand alone against all nations.
Thank you, Brother Jack. I'd like to thank the panel for all of their thoughts.